This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There's nothing worse than being on your own out in the wilderness. Now, fortunately, I've never been caught out like that, but I've read stories of those who have, and maybe a bushwalker gets lost, suddenly he or she realises I am lost. It's great. Hundreds of people go hiking in the bush, and some, unfortunately, are never heard of again. Back in 2014, a young lady called Shannon Lee Fraser from Queensland was at a swimming hole just south of Cairns with her fiancé and some friends. She'd had an argument with someone, stormed off into the nearby bush, and she was lost. And do you know, the volunteers spent a total of 800 hours searching for this lady, and 17 days later, miraculously, she found her way back to the swimming hole, severely sunburnt. She'd lost 16 kilograms of weight. But a farmer there in Queensland had found her and rushed Leah to the Innisfail Hospital. She'd got lost in the mountains, lost a sense of direction, but she survived to tell of this frightening wilderness experience. When I read the New Testament, I can see that on one occasion Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness eating nothing. I assume he had water, but he was alone in a very dangerous wilderness area in the Judean desert. Cold nights, blistering hot days, wild animals, probably dangerous snakes. It's difficult to imagine what it was like out there all alone. And the only person to help him was the Holy Spirit, who strengthened and sustained him. And if you read about it, you'll see the devil did all he could to destroy him with some temptations and doubts. Jesus was just starting out on his 3-year ministry after being baptized in the Jordan River. Have you ever been through a wilderness journey? I don't mean being out in the bush so much, but maybe a personal experience that you'd rather forget, a sickness or unexpected illness, bad news, and life went from bad to worse, and there was just nobody who could understand how you feel. I think it's amazing how the bad times can sharpen our focus. We would not want these bad times, but sometimes good comes out of them if we're patient enough to wait. We may not like them, but we become aware of ourselves in a new way. Our mind is better focused. And Christianity offers you hope because God himself can help you take stock of important matters. Things like, what's my life purpose? What's God trying to say to me? Do I need to change my attitude? I think it's best, don't let yourself get sidetracked, even if life seems a mess at the moment. God is still the God of the possible. God can do all things for you. There's no limit to his faithfulness, goodness, and power. We go about building our own plans, and sometimes we forget about the Master Builder who knows our future. He says to cast all our worries and concerns on him. The wilderness days, I think, do have a purpose. Focus your attention on him and embrace those difficulties in the best way you can. You can't sugarcoat life. Each of us, there will be moments of hardness and pain. I know that for myself with cancer in 2019. It came as a huge shock to me. But I had to journey through it, as many thousands of people have. And the Old Testament tells us the story of the children of Israel who literally wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They were homeless and without hope. About 250 miles, this was the area to Israel. In the Sinai Desert, it took them that long to be re-educated. Now, I know it's a long time. A whole generation had to wait until the entry into the Promised Land there at Israel. But God never left them. We read in the Bible he protected and led them. They were ungrateful, but they were led by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. And God never left this group, even though they'd rejected him. Today, the same God who encircled that large group of people watches over you and me. And if you're stuck in the wilderness experience, he is still there, caring and watching out for you. The Bible is not blind to the sufferings of people. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthian church, "We were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself." Indeed, Paul said, "We felt we'd receive the death sentence." That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Spending time with God in prayer gives you a new way of looking at life. The wilderness is not a nice place, but it can be a place of restoration, new plans. And when you do get out of the wilderness, and you will, you won't be the same person. Heavenly Father, I admit today it's difficult walking in the desert and the wilderness. We think, what's the point? But Lord, in all things you have a purpose for us. Help us to see what it is and to trust you anyway. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.